Every 12 hours, a venture-backed startup dies. Behind each failure lies not just a failed product, but shattered dreams, depleted bank accounts, and valuable lessons. Why do promising startups with talented teams and seemingly brilliant ideas collapse? The answer isn't as simple as bad idea or poor execution. Harvard Business School professor Tom Eisenman spent years investigating the ruins of once promising ventures, identifying distinct patterns of failure that occur throughout a startup's life cycle. These patterns aren't random, they're predictable traps that even the smartest entrepreneurs fall into. Think of them as entrepreneurial quicksand. By the time you realize you're sinking, it might already be too late. But understanding these patterns doesn't just explain failure, it provides a roadmap for avoiding it. As Reid Hoffman noted, understanding failure patterns is the secret weapon of successful entrepreneurs. Like a car built with mismatched premium parts, startups fail when their components don't work in harmony. Success demands alignment across all dimensions of the business. The Diamond and Square framework captures this dynamic. Opportunity elements, value proposition, technology, operations, marketing, profit formula, must align with resource elements, founders, team, investors, partners. Perfect alignment creates success. Misalignment leads to failure. Quincy Apparel exemplifies this challenge. Their compelling value proposition, better-fitting professional women's clothing at reasonable prices, attracted customers. But misalignment doomed them. Inexperienced founders, inflexible team members, and unreliable manufacturing partners couldn't execute the vision. This reveals a core paradox. Pursuing opportunities requires resources, but attracting resources requires demonstrated success. Breaking this cycle demands strategic choices. Four key approaches exist: lean experiments, risk, insufficient validation; partnerships, risk, misaligned interests; staging risks, risk, suboptimal investment patterns; and storytelling, risk, self-delusion. Successful founders blend these strategies while maintaining objectivity, validating core assumptions, forming aligned partnerships, staging risks thoughtfully, and telling authentic stories that inspire without misleading. Move fast and break things has become entrepreneurial gospel, but this action bias often leads to false starts, especially among technical founders who prefer building products over customer research, creating solutions without verified problems. Triangulate's story illustrates this pitfall. Founder Suraj Nagaraj launched an online dating service using computer-generated behavioral data, assuming it would outperform self-reported information. When technical issues emerged, his unvalidated assumptions led to costly pivots through iterations like Wings and DateBuzz, each built without adequate consumer insight. The Double Diamond Design Framework helps prevent false starts by balancing divergent and convergent thinking, encouraging entrepreneurs to define problems before pursuing solutions. This requires proper customer interviews with a broad, relevant audience, focusing on uncovering needs rather than pitching solutions. Observing users' interactions with existing solutions often reveals hidden pain points. Journey mapping, competitor analysis, and detailed user personas help teams understand and address genuine customer needs. The key lesson? Invest in understanding before building. Measure twice, cut once. Early success can be more dangerous than failure. When customers love your product and revenue flows, you might think you've cracked the code. But this success may hide a deceptive danger, the false positive, early triumph that misleadingly suggests sustainable demand. Consider Baru, a pet care service for luxury apartments. After stellar success at Boston's Inkblock development, they rapidly expanded to multiple cities. Their initial success stemmed from temporary factors: concentrated new tenant move-ins, a temporary film crew's presence, and a harsh Boston winter that increased dog walking needs. This false confidence led to premature scaling. As Baru expanded, their systems buckled under operational challenges. building owners demanded unsustainable services, tech problems emerged, and workforce issues multiplied. By 2017, they faced mounting losses and investor concerns, ultimately closing in 2018. This pattern often leads to the speed trap, where growth outpaces capability. While growth is entrepreneurship's holy grail, scaling too quickly can be fatal. Fab.com exemplifies this, reaching a $1 billion valuation in 16 months before collapsing. They expanded internationally before stabilizing U.S. operations and launched multiple product lines without mastering any. Sustainable growth requires building infrastructure ahead of demand, developing robust systems, hiring experienced managers, and creating scalable processes. Success depends on recognizing genuine growth indicators over vanity metrics and resisting pressure to grow unsustainably. Some startups don't just aim to build businesses, they seek to transform entire industries or solve global challenges. These moonshot ventures face a unique failure pattern, cascading miracles, where success requires multiple low-probability events to occur in sequence. Better Place, founded by Shai Agassi, envisioned replacing gasoline cars worldwide with electric vehicles using swappable batteries. With incentives in Israel and partnerships with Renault Nissan, they secured $110 million in initial funding. But their success depended on a series of near-impossible achievements happening in perfect sequence. First, electric car adoption needed to extend beyond eco-conscious consumers to the mainstream, where cost was crucial. Second, consumers needed to embrace the swappable battery concept despite concerns about reliability and convenience. Third, multiple auto manufacturers needed to adopt Better Place's battery design, contradicting their focus on distinct vehicle identities. Finally, Better Place required immense upfront capital to deploy charging spots and exchange stations before seeing any profit. Even with all assumptions favoring them, Better Place needed perfect execution across various business functions in different countries simultaneously, one of the most operationally demanding startup launches ever attempted. When one miracle failed to materialize, the entire venture collapsed. The lesson? When success requires multiple low-probability events to occur in sequence, the overall probability approaches zero. Entrepreneurs pursuing transformative visions must break their journey into manageable steps, each with its own sustainability. As one venture capitalist put it, "Don't bet on miracles and never bet on multiple miracles happening in sequence." When a startup fails, it's not just a business that collapses, it's a dream, an identity, and years of work. Yet many successful entrepreneurs have previous failures in their past. What separates those who bounce back from those who don't? The journey through startup failure follows three phases: recovery, reflection, and reentry. Recovery involves managing financial challenges, rebuilding relationships, and processing emotional distress. Entrepreneurs face grief, shame, and sometimes relief. Regaining control through routine and gradual professional reintegration helps stabilize the situation before pursuing new ventures. Reflection becomes essential once emotions settle. While there's a tendency to blame external factors or doubt oneself, writing a detailed postmortem and consulting trusted peers provides clarity. Successful founders focus on understanding what went wrong and identifying future improvements through honest introspection. Many entrepreneurs return to startups. Over half start new ventures within 5 years. The stigma of failure diminishes for those who've maintained their networks and handled closure professionally. Taking responsibility and sharing learned lessons builds trust and respect. Properly processed failure becomes valuable education. Founders who experienced resource misalignment become more selective with partners. Those who grew too quickly adopt measured expansion strategies. These painful experiences transform into wisdom that guides better decisions. Remember, entrepreneurship isn't about avoiding failure, it's about failing intelligently, learning deeply, and rising stronger.